Turkey Festival obviously started today, Friday, on the same day that Illinois as a whole reopened to 100% capacity. So how does that feel?
It feels great. I've already been up to the park, and I have gone through, gone past our Turkey Express, and there's a lot of people out there. We were backing up Route 9 for a little bit on the Express. So I feel like we as planners and the general public, we're just ready to get out and do normal things, and it's fun to do that.
I was going to say, I was looking through your Facebook and saw some of the pictures that were posted today already, and just seeing the amount of people out there, it kind of just looked like a normal carnival as usual.
I know. Isn't it great just to be normal?
Yeah, something we've all wanted for the last almost year and a half. But since we haven't had the Turkey Festival we didn't have it last year, obviously. Is there anything new that people can expect to see?
Well, mostly we're bringing back all the good stuff we've been doing for, 55 years. But we are doing, just because of, our year of darkness, our theme is Light Up the Darkness this year, and we are going to do luminaries at dusk tonight. We're going to line the park with luminaries. People can buy them up at the country store. And they were able to buy them last night at the t-shirt booth at Merchants Day. But ultimately, you can purchase luminaries to light them up tonight. We're going to ring the park with them. That's really kind of the new thing that we wanted to do this year, just to kind of celebrate being back.
Yeah, surely whenever you all heard about June 11th being the day that 100% capacity was going to be allowed, you were probably overjoyed with that, right?
Well, I mean, we start planning the turkey. We knew we were going to do turkey in some form or fashion, but we start planning it back in January and February. And, in January and February, we were hopeful, but we definitely didn't. We were planning for a drive-through festival. We were going to serve turkey in some form or fashion, but we were going to have people drive through our park and at least do that, because of at that point, carnivals were not allowed to operate in Illinois. And we were planning some form or fashion, but once we knew about June 11th, and then ultimately, I believe our carnival company got permission to operate in the bridge phase. So about early May, we knew that we were going to start planning for a full festival like we normally do.
Which is a
quiddy pick, because we didn't have to change directions in the middle of it.
Yeah, so it sounds like you kind of had to plan for almost two festivals, one for a drive-through, and then all of a sudden things kind of changed and you could do more of a regular one, right?
Yes, I mean, it's overwhelming as a volunteer to plan for any of our festivals. I mean, it's a lot of work, a lot of planning goes in every single year, but yeah, to plan to go one direction and then switch and go to the next direction, it was confusing. And the general chairs, Brad and Megan Patterson, really, I mean, they've had to be general chairs for 2 years. The year we canceled, in April, and then, this year where we're planning one thing and ultimately being able to do another. So, yes, kudos to them. Lots of work.
Right, absolutely. And now, obviously, now that we're in the weekend, people can come out all weekend, right? Friday through tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. What are the times?
Well, so the food line opened at 11 today and will serve until the turkey is gone. So come early. We always try to guesstimate how many turkeys we'll go through. So come early. They're serving right now. Our Turkey Express is open from 11 to 1 today, 3:30 to 6 p.m., and that's a drive-through car hop service through our high school parking lot. The same times on Saturday, 11 to 1 at the Turkey Express and 3:30 to 6. And then tomorrow, food line opens at 11, and we serve until the turkey is gone. Same thing on Sunday, food line opens at 11, we serve until turkey is gone.
Do you have an idea of how many turkeys you'll go through this weekend?
I have the exact number. We We are grilling 1,500 turkeys this weekend. That number, we started planning, you know, a lower number because of, you know, we weren't having the full festival, but we were able to up the count to 1,500, which is very near normal amounts. So yeah, it is, depending on how many people come out, is how long the turkey sandwiches will last. So we always encourage people to come early. But yeah, we've been cooking turkeys on our new turkey rotisseries since 5 a.m. this morning.
I don't know what the process looks like for buying that many turkeys, but did you kind of have to scramble to figure out how in the world you're going to get more whenever things started opening back up?
Well, you know, we used to, back in the day, 56 years ago, I mean, we used local turkey farms and stuff for our turkey sources. But, you know, as our, you know, grocery climate has changed, we now go through vendors, through our local meat shop, Beecham's Meat Shop. And they were able to come through for us for the last minute, you know, extra 300 turkeys that we needed for the weekend. So, we've dealt with a lot of the vendors for a long, long time. So they were able to come through for us.
Is there anything you wanted to add about the Turkey Festival or just this weekend in general, the reopening, really anything that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I mean, the number one reason to come to the festival is our food. The turkey sandwiches, we have drumsticks, hot wings, we do livers and gizzards, you know, of the turkeys. I mean, we do a lot of different turkey things. So we also offer strawberry shortcakes and smoothies. So if you haven't tasted those, it's a must taste. They're awesome. But the Tremont Turkey Festival is totally free. There's no admission. There's crafters, there's merchants, the carnival. So it's free admission. You do have to spend a little bit on the food and the carnival, but it's a great family. There's free entertainment. Tonight we're going to have the Red Prairie Ramblers, which is a local bluegrass band. So there's lots of things to do that at a relatively low cost for a family. So that's always something to keep in mind. It's in the middle of our city park. So it's a beautiful, you know, place to just come and enjoy yourself and with your family. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have some children's performers in the entertainment tent. The Neat Theater, Rising Stars, will perform at 11:30. We're going to have our local grade school do some musical numbers starting at 1:30. We will have the Peoria Players Theater come through at 4:30. And then to top off the entertainment, we have the Neverly Brothers, which is kind of an Americana rock and roll band at 8:30 tonight. All of that is available free. If you don't get a chance to come out Friday or Saturday, we will host a community church service on Sunday at 10, and then our parade starts at 2. So there's plenty of things to do, wander around, that are very family-friendly, and it's a lot of fun. So those are the things I kind of wanted to make sure everybody knew. But we're back. We're happy to be back. So come on out and get your turkey sandwich.
Yeah, sounds like a perfect way for families to kind of get out and enjoy the reopening of the state to me. I missed the turkey last year. I was like, I want one of those turkey sandwiches. So
yeah, absolutely.
I would encourage people to go.
A lot of people did, yes, yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, we started accepting, I don't know if you know anybody remembers, at 2019 Festival, we started accepting credit and debit cards, and we are continuing that. That was very successful for us, so in addition to, you know, cash, check, whatever, we are now doing credit and debit. So that's always kind of a nice thing to know if you're bringing the family out.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend. I know it's probably going to be crazy, but it's really good to have it back.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.